May 2nd marked the 104th birth anniversary of Satyajit Ray, India's most famous filmmaker. A crowd-funded street museum was inaugurated on the street where he lived. But the best birthday tribute to the man is some of his masterpiece films have been painstakingly restored and released in theaters over the last year. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It's a rare opportunity to see those films as they were meant to be seen on the big screen. Films like Mohanagar, The Big City, and Nayok, The Hero. R.D. Bansal was the producer of several of Ray's classics. Varsha Bansal is his granddaughter. She says the negatives were kept at their office in Kolkata. The room was air-conditioned, but time, humidity, and wear and tear was taking its toll.
You know, the humidity control and all of that, you know, it was just playing havoc. You know, we would review every 3 months and the quality was just going down.
By then, her grandfather had passed away. Varsha broached the idea of restoring the films to her father. She knew it would be a passion project. But she says her grandfather's fame had come from those films that he produced for Ray.
This is a heritage cinema and, you know, just Baba's name has come from these 6 films. And just to, you know, take his legacy forward.
Ray's legacy is indeed tied up with R.D. Bansal's. Many of his films open with the words R.D. Bansal Nivedito or presented by R.D. Bansal. But Bansal was a curious partner for Satyajit Ray. Ray made films in Bengali, that too arty films. R.D. Bansal was not Bengali. He wasn't even from the world of films. He came from a family involved in the marble business in Agra, the home of the Taj Mahal. But he craved bright lights, big city.
What he has told me, at the age of 16, he just, he knew somebody here in Calcutta and he decided to run away. So I know it sounds very filmy.
In Kolkata, he continued with the marble business. He happened to be supplying marble to a movie theater one day.
And he saw that, you know, people would buy tickets and then enter the cinema. There was no credit system.
That intrigued him because he was tired of the credits he had to extend in his business. In time, he bought the theater and then another and another. Soon, he decided to dip his toes into producing a film and it turned out to be a hit. That's when his path crossed with Ray's and he produced Mohanagar, The Big City, a film about a middle-class Bengali woman entering the workforce.
I think it was a lot of courage from him to back a project like that. And it was a disaster. Commercially, it was a disaster. But he was very happy.
He liked the theme and he liked that Ray planned everything meticulously. He believed in Ray even when the films didn't make money.
Luckily, we had the parallel business of the marble, which sort of sustained us.
And he did get fame. Ray's films took him to the Berlin Film Festival. He was the first in his family to go abroad.
50, 60 people came to see him off at the airport.
That's why it only made sense for Varsha Bansal to restore the films that made a marble manufacturer from Agra into the producer of world classic cinema. Pixion in Mumbai, which was restoring Hollywood classics like Where Eagles Dare, was excited to try and restore an Indian film. It was a painstaking process.
Every frame was sort of scanned and there was a lot of manual labor involved.
It took about 18 months. They sent the restored film to Criterion Collection in the US, which normally does its own restorations. Varsha waited with bated breath.
Every morning I would just open my email. I said, I don't know what I'm going to see. But then they finally approved. And they said, this is fabulous. We love it.
But her greatest reward was seeing the film in theaters in India as the last frame with the end came on.
The entire audience is clapped after the film when that shamath comes in. So that was thrilling. That was much more thrilling than any screening I've attended abroad. Oh, it's really like a dream come true.
Twice over, if R.D. Bansal helped bring Satyajit Ray's visions to life 50 years ago, now his granddaughter is ensuring that they get to have an afterlife. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.